Thank you very much. If it wasn't for you guys, we'd be in a lot of trouble. And don't do nothing stupid like I did.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hello.
And Arisen Hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. All right, we're brainstorming the alleged White Tigers comedy special announcer intro text.
All right, Brian McFly gets his own comedy special. Hour long.
Oh, my God.
Hour long comedy special.
And Gemini Jackson is given the honor to introduce him before the show.
Whatever I write,
it could be one line.
I have to say.
He's going to say whatever he wants to say, I think. You can't cage the brown tiger, dude.
There's alleged white tiger and the brown tiger. Just a couple of tiger bros.
Yeah.
What, you're asking me what the text would be?
What would you like the text to be, Brian?
I think it would just say, give it up for Brian McFly.
Give it up for Brian McFly.
I don't think you want to get too...
Brian McFly!
Yeah, that'd be fun. But I don't think you want to get... You don't want to be verbose, dude.
Get up for Brian McFly.
Because if I have an hour-long special, people already know who I am.
What's it called? The Caged Tiger?
Oh, shit, dude.
The Caged White Tiger.
Alleged Paper Tiger.
The Allegedly White Tour?
The Allegedly White Tour.
I don't know. Sorry. I mean, did you want something that was interesting answer, or did you just want a real answer?
Like I wanted an answer from your heart.
That was it.
All right, how do you feel about that, Gemini?
It's fine. It's his intro. Okay.
Give it up for Brian McFly.
So it would open with the applause. Or did you want to do the whole thing where...
Oh, like a sketch?
You're getting up from the hotel into the limo and...
Maybe there's
small
a sketch, dude.
Hey,
they don't do that much anymore.
Take me to the... Name some fucking...
The Ryman.
No, the
Ryman Auditorium is where...
No.
Is that really what it's called?
A football stadium.
O'Shea?
Oh, I'm filming this in an arena?
Yeah.
Damn.
Take me to Cowboy Stadium. Hey, ain't you that comedian guy? What's your name?
Brian
Regan?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, it makes sense that you're opening that stadium and not that fucking piece of shit, Brian McFly.
No, he can't.
That guy sucks.
He can't sell out.
That guy sucks.
No, he would never sell out an arena.
Never.
Yeah, because...
That's a pretty funny...
And then we reveal that it's actually you.
Yeah.
Just trying to bust my damn ass always. Yeah. And then you run in and you announce.
I went and applied for Uber, gave them all my credentials. They did a background check.
And you followed me around to make sure that when I
was the only person in the area. I had cell phone jammers.
Yeah. I like this idea that I sold out the Cowboy Stadium and yet I'm still using Uber.
Oh, you're the same guy.
Oh, okay.
See, you're still the same guy.
I haven't lost my edge, dude.
No.
I'm still Jenny from the block.
Right. And I pick up my piece of shit truck. Hey, get in.
It's I thought weird. This was Uber Black.
I thought Uber, like, had standards. Oh, we don't. We don't.
Damn, dude.
They're out of workers. Nobody wants to work at Uber anymore. Gig economy's dead. What do you think?
Wait. Are you playing a character?
No.
Someone wants to work
anymore?
He's
playing Gemini Jackson right now.
Well,
man.
You know, like, nobody wants to work at Amazon anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. So what are you asking me?
That's why they let me in, because nobody wants to work.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
No one wants to work.
I didn't know if you were like pretending to be the guy that writes on those sandwich boards that say, hey, sorry, we're short staffed because
the young Zoomers don't want to work.
These pieces of shit ran out on me.
Yeah.
I called them a fruitcake.
They said, I want $11 an hour.
$11! $11!
I'm telling you, dude, we're fucking, we're going to be like, let's turn this into Red Scare. Podcast, Cumtown, or whatever. Let's do this. Let's turn this into like a Dirtbag Left Communist podcast.
Yeah, you'd love that.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, you'll play the heel, which is obviously your favorite character.
Yeah, dude.
Tell us about the heel, Brian.
Oh, I just want to say wrestler name? I just want to say the R word and talk about killing billionaires or whatever.
Joe and I had a good question.
What?
What's your wrestling name?
I think it's Cockmonster 3000.
Cockmonster 3000.
I don't think that works, man.
It means
you'll never get up to the WWF.
No, but I don't have to.
Oh, I see. You're like a local legend.
So you're not going to adopt the White Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's a great
name. That's the obvious.
Local legend is also a good name.
Local legend.
Local legend? Nah.
Come on, man.
Way too generic. What? Says White Tiger, but local legend?
Local legend.
What's local about him being worldwide?
Like he's not Earth? Worldwide. I'm not
the
worldwide.
Thing is,
he's international. Not
worldwide. No, he wants to be. He likes staying in his lane. Like, if there's one thing you need to know about Brian is that
he stays in his lane. Yeah. Local legend.
Ladies.
So you would introduce him as a local legend at his hour.
No, that's his name.
No, if you have to introduce him in front of an audience of 20,000.
What if that's the name of your new show? Local legend.
That's not bad. Although, well, nah, I can't talk about it.
No.
Well, I knew this one girl who did, well, I did this girl who did a pilot called, she filmed her own pilot.
Even worse.
God, I shouldn't have said it. Cut it out, J-Mark. Cut it, J-Mark.
Oh, so we're dropping that.
Yeah, because, never mind. I don't want, just forget about it.
I'll make sure to add it.
Okay.
Just keep it in J-Mark. Loop. Just loop it. No, it's now a sound effect.
Got to add it on SockMed.
Yeah, on the socials.
Whatever.
Was the legend. Premise that she was a local well, server? Okay.
Because hey, then I'll start talking
find
about
it
what
on Amazon.
It's generic enough. Well, come on, Brian.
No, it's not.
Find
she'll,
it on Amazon. It's very specific.
She'll Google it and find out.
I'll contact her directly.
I just don't want it to get out how I feel about it.
Oh, he doesn't like it.
No, that's not. I don't want
how
people to know
how do you feel about
it,
Brian?
It.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't want people to know that I'm obsessed about it all the time. All
right, that he jakes
why
to
don't you
it.
Be, yeah, why don't you be honest about it?
Yeah, you beef to it?
Yeah, you know,
do you jake?
Actually, can J-Mark just bleep out? What's worse? Well, what's easier for J-Mark to cut the whole thing or bleep out every time I said the
same
title
amount
of
effort?
Okay, well, no, whatever.
Did you jake to it?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
No, there's no jaking to it. I was just, I don't know. Never mind. Forget about it.
No, we can be honest about it, man. The host of the show was really pulling heartstrings, right?
Wow.
What do you mean?
Captivated by performance.
Like he had a maybe normal obsession about this host.
A little tight pants.
Oh, no.
No tightness in the pants.
No, a little too much tightness
a little
in the pants.
Too, the
kind of J-Mark.
The constricted itself to death.
J-Mark, you're going to have to cut all this.
It's a little too close, so.
I'm identifying.
Wow. How about finishing touches? What's this shit mean?
All right, so you got sesame chicken.
Okay.
How do you finish it?
By eating it?
No, not by, I mean, you're cooking the dish, and you're going to finish it.
Okay. Oh, so you mean like shallots or something? Not shallots.
See, that's a
green
good one.
Onions.
Yeah, some chopped green onions and then sprinkle it with the sesame seeds.
You want to know what's my finishing touches?
Yeah. Let's talk about finishing
if you
touches.
You got a sesame chicken, dude. I'm putting it in the toaster oven. I'm cooking it. And then the finishing touches is putting some fucking ketchup on a plate.
Oh my God.
Cutting it.
Holy
just
fuck.
Just because, you know. Wait, or maybe barbecue sauce.
Where
dude.
Are we going with this?
I just dip it. I'm dipping the chicken into the barbecue sauce before I put it in my
the
mouth.
The sesame chicken, he's dipping into barbecue sauce
that's
and eating
what I'm
it.
Finishing, right before it goes
that's
in my mouth.
That's his finishing touch.
Because I'm not a cook.
You're being a fucking monster.
You really do that, though?
No.
Don't just eat it.
I have, yeah.
You know, some people put pineapple on their sesame chicken.
I'm what not specifically talking about sesame chicken. I just gave that as an example.
What?
I just gave sesame chicken as an example.
Yeah, but we don't do well with like
finishing touches.
No, like analogies.
Oh.
Or allegories.
What's the finishing touches on your hamburger?
Well, seasoning salt.
You use seasoning salt?
No.
This is the wrong thing for me because I don't cook.
Or even at a restaurant. Like, what's that? Like, just the toothpick with the little thing on the end.
The cellophane toothpick?
Are we talking about drink umbrellas?
Yeah, man.
Oh, well.
That's a finishing touch to a
that
cocktail.
That is a finishing touch.
But we don't have to talk about
salt
that,
on
Brian.
The rim?
Yeah.
Wasted away again in my
I mean, finishing touch is...
searching for
I'm trying to think of like how that would relate to sex.
Salt.
Uh-huh.
How about...
The pullout.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
that's the
leave
final
it in.
Touch.
The final
I think the
countdown.
Finishing touch in sex would be whatever right before you indulge. You're not done with sex. You're about to start the sex. It's what... It's
foreplay,
what,
quote unquote.
Right?
Foreplay?
Yeah.
Isn't that the analogy?
The door is
opening.
Finishing
touch.
The finishing touch to finish.
Is pulling her panties to the side, dude. That's the finishing touch.
Or just ripping him in half.
Or damn. Letting her lick your nipples.
Oh, oh wow.
Look at that, everybody!
Wow.
What a segue, dude. Okay,
do we have professional segueers here?
Jesus.
Producer.
Okay, I'll tell you what I think about it, because I feel like it's entrapment if I just ask you what you think and then make fun of you. So I think it's horrendous. I hate it when a woman tries to lick my nipples. I think it's...
You hate it?
I think
you
it's
like,
gross.
Do this thing and they like start swinging?
No, I just kind of like...
then he slaps them.
What I do is pretend like I just want to kiss her real bad. I'm just like,
get up here and kiss me instead.
Stop fucking licking my nipples.
Have you had one that's like very...
What am I, fucking gay?
15%? Have you had a very aggressive...
I'm sorry, do I have milk in my tits and or am I gay?
Have you had a very aggressive nipple chaser?
It hasn't happened often?
Or you had a fish hooker?
Yeah, sometimes you gotta catch that fish, dude. Reel her in. No, it's fucking
that smoocher, like you really love her.
Yeah, no, I'm just kissing you because I enjoy.
No, I like the nipple stuff. I just like kissing you more.
Fine, but like your face inside of my face, better. Yeah. Right? Hey, look at me, my eyes. Better, yeah.
Better.
It's better.
So how about you stop with the fucking nipple shit?
The nipple shit. What about you, gay? Yeah. I mean, I love it. What's not to love?
You trying to milk me?
Just kiss me in my face instead.
Yeah, so anyways, what do you guys think about it?
It's fine.
Oh god, even saying it's fine, just I don't even want to be on this podcast anymore.
It doesn't faze me at all.
Yeah,
so you're all alone.
Nipple plays
on your little island.
Yeah, but does it do anything for you?
Sometimes
it's intimate.
Really?
makes the butthole pucker. See, maybe it's too intimate for
maybe
you.
It's too I think it's too much.
I think you have like,
I'm like, what are we dating?
Those are your
what are we married?
Wait, what are we kissing on the mouth?
No, I'd rather kiss on the mouth and some things feel more intimate.
It's
women
more
think,
intimate than a blowjob.
Yeah, women think that like kissing is very intimate and they're like, oh, he must really care about me because he kisses me so much.
Can we deep dive real quick?
Yeah.
So I feel like this stemmed from a recent episode. You had
No, we were just talking over lunch.
Just in general.
Where did it come?
We were talking over lunch.
Yeah, it wasn't personal, I don't think.
Oh.
What did we talk about?
It might have just been something like just a joke about
nipples.
Just nipple play in general, but.
So it was a thought spark.
No, it hasn't happened in a while. And also, I have very hairy nipples. I don't think women just want to dive into that.
They want to be like a kangaroo baby. Or dudes.
Or dudes. What's that?
A kangaroo baby.
How so?
Like, kangaroos don't have nipples.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They have some kind of gland that serves as
glands,
a nipple.
They don't have nipples. It just comes out of their hair follicles.
Wow.
Their milk comes out of their hair follicles, so they have to drink the milk through the hair, which is what the ladies are trying
exactly,
to do you.
Exactly, dude.
Wow. You've got kangaroo nipples?
You got kangaroo nipples? Ladies are trying to find it.
Okay, let's see if he's right. I'm fact-checking. How many nipples? Okay, they have teats, dude.
Oh,
that's different from nipples.
I was hoping that you would fight, but you said, oh, okay.
No, I think they,
but there might be someone else.
From what I understand, the babies just drink it off the hair.
Well, maybe the teeth that are so covered in hair that it just kind of like, it's not really like a...
Like yours then.
It's even more like kangaroo nipples.
I see.
Yeah.
Does that bother you?
What's that? Have kangaroo nipples?
Yeah, that you have kangaroo nipples.
That I have hairy nipples?
No. Kangaroo fucking nipples.
That you have kangaroo nipples. Does that bother you?
But I thought that was more of like a metaphor than...
Nope.
It's serving the same kind of purpose. It's nurturing.
Look, I already know what my nipples look like. So if you're just calling them kangaroo nipples, I'm fine with my nipples. So I'm fine with the kangaroo nipples.
Cool,
do you
man.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what if your nipples looked exactly like a kangaroo nipple?
I wouldn't like that.
Why?
Like a marsupial.
You think a kangaroo's like, I don't want to have Brian nipples.
Probably. Because
maybe they
weird.
Have Brian nipples. Maybe they're the
they
same thing.
They do have Brian nipples. What if
milk comes out of them?
Just look it up.
What about what?
Look at kangaroo nipple.
I'm already there.
Yeah, what's it look like?
Does it look a little like your nipple?
I'm just saying if it was on me, it would look weird. It looks fine on the kangaroo. No disrespect to the kangaroo.
A little more than fine. a little bit funny.
There's like kangaroo fetuses on here, dude. I don't like that.
They're like this big.
Yeah, look.
Yeah.
Fit in the palm of
Where's
your hand.
Where's the nipple?
I don't actually. I haven't seen the nipple yet.
You know why?
Because they don't have nipples.
Yeah. Oh no! Look at this.
So while they're deep diving in their own
this shit?
Kangaroo
wow,
nipple quest,
that's wild.
Wanted to talk about paper coupons.
Kangaroo
and the game
human preemies.
Paper coupons.
Oh yeah.
Hold on.
I was like a Taking Back Sunday moment.
Oh.
Paper coupons?
Now where there are like two different things going on at the same time.
Look at this, dude.
God.
Is that a kangaroo
dude,
nipple?
That looks like your fucking nipples, dude.
Pull it up, Jamie.
It looks like your nipples.
Wait, so a baby...
Especially when you're getting them sucked by some alien.
It's weird seeing like a fetus sucking on a nipple. Hey guys, look it up.
That's
guys
nature, at home, man.
Call in if you think this is gross.
Or if you think it's cool.
Or if you think it's really nice.
Leave Brian a voicemail.
Leave me a voicemail. We're going to start. Hey,
text him.
We need to get a number, dude.
And 69.
We
need,
well, 420. 69, 420. Like 69, 69, 69, so they can call it.
Oh, we want a tip line?
We want a tip line.
Get on that tip Brian's to taint tip. Line. Brian's tip. Get Brian's on the Brian's tip tips. Line.
Tip to taint.
Never
to
happened.
Taint. Did you already say that?
Yeah.
God damn. Sometimes, actually, a lot of times, you guys will say fires. Something. I feel like it came out of my head, but it came out of your head.
Inception. Called, Inception.
Okay, so paper coupon, what's this about?
Coupon.
Dude?
Or coupon.
I say coupon.
Q or coup?
I say Q.
Both are correct, I believe.
What do you coupon. Say? Coupon. Coupon.
Okay. All right, so we're familiar with coupons in general. Q. And how you have...
You just said coupon.
Say, like, app coupons. Oh. I said coupon.
No. Playback.
App coupon. And you have paper coupons. And you have, you know, promo codes.
Yeah.
Right? And usually with, like, digital versions of things, it'll associate it with your account. Therefore, you can only use it once, right?
Yeah.
Or wish for another one down the road. Anyways,
yeah, you can
like,
wish.
Paper coupons, it just seems like there's an infinite number of them, right?
Yeah.
So technically...
I got a paper coupon story.
Tell us about it,
I just said coupon. I'm not consistent with my coupon. So I bought some bacon and...
At the grocery store?
At the grocery store. I think I got it on a Thursday and I was going to make it Saturday morning for breakfast. As I'm opening it up, there's mold in there. In the bacon. Mold in the bacon.
Bacon?
The bacon's got mold.
Chicken fries,
so man. I didn't have bacon that day, but I did write an email.
That's to crazy.
To the bacon company.
This is a separate from the store. It's not the store brand.
Yeah, it's not the store brand. It's a
don't want
it's a
dox
bacon
national.
Company.
Yeah.
No, I could dox them because their response was phenomenal.
Oh yeah,
tell
yeah.
us about it, Gemini.
Yeah, give it some good. So it's Saturday, probably about 10 a.m.
It's bacon time.
It's bacon 30.
And you open and your bacon, you realize it's
no.
Moldy.
This is when my email went through. Saturday, 10 a.m. Right.
Shortly before that is when you discovered the moldy bacon.
Yeah.
All right.
Were you pissed?
I was pretty mad.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, how does this even happen? This is bacon. It shouldn't get moldy.
I've never seen it happen.
You had a strongly worded email.
No, I was very congenial, which was out of character. But yeah. I was like, hey.
Well, because you wanted results, right?
I didn't care about the results.
Okay.
Sure you did.
Well, yeah, maybe because I have been on an email complaining streak.
Hey, that's how you get your way these days.
Yeah. But I wasn't trying to push anything. No agendas.
Just bringing it to their
this
attention.
This was like, just by the way.
I was like, dude, I got to return this now, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to chuck it.
Yep.
Anyway, 7 a.m. on Monday.
So first thing,
less than 24 hours.
Business week
no,
started.
No, they didn't answer me on Sunday.
Oh, right.
But that's Sunday. God's day. So
outside
cool.
business hours.
Right. But first thing on Monday morning, I get an email. She's saying, I'm so sorry about your bacon experience.
can you... Did she say that?
Yeah.
She said your bacon experience?
Something like that.
Okay.
I don't know if it's specifically word for
I
word,
like
but
that, though.
Yeah. I'm sorry you had a bad bacon experience. Can I get your name and address? I'm going to send you some coupons.
Yeah!
And a check for the cost of your bacon.
Hell yeah, dude.
$5.99, maybe more.
Dude, what the fuck $5.99 bacon?
Store brand.
No. This ain't store brand. And I get the thick cut.
So you're spending what, like $10 a package?
You wish it was $10.
$12.99. Oh my god!
It was on sale there for
$7.99. I hope that's an inch thick, dude.
Inch thick bacon, $12.99.
Yeah, sliced thick.
Anyway, I got coupons
and a check.
And a check. So two coupons for free bacon.
Just straight up free?
Straight up free bacon. I've never seen these coupons. These are magical coupons that you'll never see in your life.
Where it's just free?
Just free.
But they got like holograms and serial numbers and shit?
No. You want to just
let's go
to the copier?
Yeah, let's go to Kinko's and make some fucking copies
now. Let's go to Kinko's.
Yeah, but I think this lady is saying like, look, you just entered into a social contract. I just hooked your ass up. You can't make copies of it.
You can't take this to a lawyer.
She entered into a social contract.
She didn't know
who
she was talking to.
Exactly.
She didn't know the
dirt. She made a deal.
With the devil, dude.
With the devil. With the coupon devil. So I'm scanning these bitches and I'm sending it to slickdeals.net.
Where someone like what they order a paper coupon from you?
No, they just download it and
to the store. You could do that.
You can just download it and print it out.
I forgot that you could just like download images on the internet.
Yeah. Well, you didn't used to be able to, and the NFTs came along. So now there's a paper trail, and now you're not allowed to download things off the internet.
Wow. Do you think coupons are going to be? I'm sorry. Coupons are going to be NFTs now.
They say hasn't stopped.
Oh, yeah, I guess they are.
You just said it.
You're right.
Now it is.
Never mind. I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm just like, I'm still looking at this little kangaroo fetus sucking on this.
It's not going anywhere.
Wormy nipple.
Yeah. So you see where I'm going at with this, right?
Where are you going with this?
I have no idea where
you're
going.
The whole idea of like this discount system that's trying to be enforced, like limit one per customer, but you can have this idea of like paper coupons. And you go to different locations of the same franchise and use that coupon as if you're using it for the first time. Versus being linked to an email address. I mean, you can get 10 email addresses and be that guy. And, you know, crazy.
Who doesn't have,
it's about the same idea, right?
Who doesn't have 10 email addresses?
Yeah, but I'm not going to go around trying to.
You want
to
know a trick?
Tell us about it, Gemini!
The bacon company doesn't want you to know about seven tricks.
This is Big Bacon right here. So, your email address, right? Just the first part before the at.
Uh-huh.
If you put plus anything.
And anything.
Anything.
I'm sorry, yeah, start over.
It'll
start
make
over.
It unique.
Your email, Brian.
But this is Gmail only, isn't it?
Yeah.
No.
It's everything?
Mm.
Brian@McFly.com.
If you do just like Brian plus whatever at McFly.com, it'll still go to your email address.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And I can use that for all these
sign-ups?
Different...
Yeah. They don't check that shit.
Brian plus cock? Brian plus...
Big cock?
Big cock?
Brian plus big cock 69? Brian plus big 69 plus cock.
Why do they do that? It's just a
thing.
It's always been like that since
always
emails?
Been. I don't think it's always been like that, but a long time.
It's okay. A recent shared info thing.
Brian plus big plus cock.
Oh, I could do a plus chain?
Why not?
Oh, yeah, because it's anything.
It's the
anything.
First plus star.
Oh, my God. That's a cool tip. Everyone out there?
A lot of people do, like, when they're signing up for things.
Mailing lists.
Like, this is Walmart. Brian plus Walmart at McFly.com. So that when you get something to that email address, you're like, knew it was you, Walmart, that sold my shit.
Oh, right. It's in the,
And people will do it, like, to their names when they're signing up for things. So, like, the middle name to put Walmart. So that when they get spam in the old snail mail, they knew it was because Walmart sold their information.
Oh, that's nice, dude.
Brian, Walmart McFly.
We're gonna start.
I always
revolution.
Knew your middle name was Walmart for some reason.
I love that your middle name is Walmart.
I mean, thank you. I don't know if you're being sarcastic, but I'm gonna take it as a real compliment.
Yeah,
it's actually should. Walton, right?
It's my mother's maiden name. So it's not affiliated with Walmart because that's right. Walton,
right?
But she's what's her name again?
Deborah Walmart.
So. A lot of people say, oh, you must be a part of the Walmart, you know,
dynasty. Are you like, hey, are you guys Walton.
Rich? And then they don't fuck me after that.
Yeah.
And when
you
I say
like
they,
name
I mean
drop.
They.
You like to name drop yourself. You like to say, by the way, my name's Brian Walmart.
McFly.
I don't know if you've heard of it. Walmart.
In my younger days, I would use it to... To kind of coerce.
Grease?
Not coerce, but I'd use it to grease ladies.
Coerce. I'd give them a ride home from school. They went to college, shut up.
Yeah.
That's a school too.
Secondaries. No, that's different.
Secondary school is high school.
Okay, never mind then.
Yeah, still accurate. The unwatch list.
This is you, right?
Yeah, I said something you watched, even invested time in. That you wish you could unwatch and get your time back.
You're a big TV watcher.
I'm a wheel watcher, as they say.
Was there something that you watched that you wish you could unwatch?
It wasn't recently, but like as I'm scrolling through Netflix, it comes up and I'm like, it feels like I'm dodging my bad ex every time I see the title card.
Oh, because you watched it before?
Yeah, I've already watched it and I want my time back.
You're like, fuck.
But I can't. And every time I see it, I'm like, that's garbage.
Have you already gone in and disliked it? Thumbs down.
They don't do it.
Yeah.
You can still do it.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
It makes you feel better though, doesn't it?
Does it make it
no,
go away?
Because
it
I
doesn't
want,
make the pain go away.
I don't want Netflix to have any data.
Okay.
But it already has data.
So you get the last laugh. I thought I was getting the last laugh, but I'm actually improving
what do they
their
want?
Algorithm.
What do they want? Right?
Yeah. My data. My
allegiance. Your curiosity.
And my attention. What was it?
Devilman Crybaby.
I never heard of it. What the hell is
Devil
that?
Devil Man Crybaby.
That's an anime?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Okay.
It's just so
that
wild.
One.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Are there a lot of animes that suck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Because I just assumed that they all are about the same.
There's really good animes. There's animes that are really bad. And then there's just like the spectrum of anime.
Oh, okay. So just like normal.
Yeah, like normal TV.
Because I don't see the anime as normal TV.
Ah. I watch more anime than anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except maybe like porn and YouTube.
Did you
and
watch
even
the
your
whole
porn
season?
Is hentai, right?
Yeah, only hentai. Strict.
But I don't call it anti-anime.
It's that CG shit.
Oh, wait, dude. The hyper-real fat titties being fucked by a fucking monster.
Torpedoes.
It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks really good. It looks better than, like,
real
CGI.
Tits.
Like, they're putting way more work into, like, CGI tits on
than Marvel
website.
Movies.
Than Marvel, yeah.
Yeah, Marvel is like, step up your fucking game.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I'd prefer, I either want real porn
women with
or
fake cum.
Yes. Yeah. Or I want, like, just like a normal standard anime animation. I don't want it. It's the Uncanny Valley.
Ah. Too close for comfort.
Yeah.
You are the Uncanny Valley.
Anybody else have any things that they watched that
I can't even remember what it's called anymore, but it's also on Netflix. It was this like
a lot of Netflix bullshit
documentary where there's
a documentary.
Did you say documentary?
Did you say documentary?
Gok 4000
No,
that's the Nancy Reagan documentary. The gokumentary.
We got her on the U.S. postage stamp.
That's a real tramp stamp. Yeah.
You know she licked all those stamps before she died, dude.
Really?
Give me a little drum.
Hey.
I'm so scared to waste my time watching something. I think that's why
I don't watch anything.
I don't watch anything. It's fine.
You're afraid to commit.
It's not really fear. It's more like I don't want to. Yeah, I guess it is a little bit of a fear, but also I'm fine without watching.
This documentary was called Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh,
you guys seen the card for this?
No.
So there's
is
this
it naked
ranch.
People.
No, it's in Nevada, and there's extraterrestrial activity going on.
I'm already out.
But you don't like aliens? You don't like Tom DeLonge?
No. Well, I like his work before the aliens. But I guess he's always
never
dabbled
been before aliens.
Hey, for all the kids, like, what work was that, Brian? For the kids that don't know.
Oh, Blink-182. They know.
No, he's not in Blink-182. That's Matt Skiba.
Yeah, but he's back, dude, I think. Didn't he join?
Oh, there's rumors for sure. Fine.
Okay. Are they kicking out Matt Skiba, or is it now a four-piece?
Yeah.
they've always needed four, I think. Because
they just have like a guy off stage playing second guitar.
Sure.
Anyway, so Skinwalker Ranch, you didn't like it? You weren't convinced?
It just seemed, you know, these documentaries that seem so scripted.
Documentaries,
just ridiculously scripted.
Yeah,
and the people can't act because they were trying to be genuine, but then the production
like the
company,
Blair Witch Project,
the writers, like
project.
Polished it up.
I got disillusioned by documentaries about 5 to 10 years ago. I don't remember when and where.
There's always a spin.
There's always a spin, dude.
Always a spin.
Super Size Me. Is that the one that
I enjoy that one? Well, but that one was
Michael Moore that broke you.
I did, as a kid.
I bet you loved him growing up.
I did, yeah.
Because it was 9/11, man. And he's like, 9/11. And you're like, 9/11.
Yeah, let's go drink a
milkshake. And then he's like, 9/11.
Oh, Fahrenheit 9/11.
And you were like, 9/11.
Because I liked conspiracies as a kid, but his was like a left-wing conspiracy. So that was kind of cool because, you know, I was like a fucking Democrat, dude. And now I'm a far-right guy, so. Yeah. You know, times change. You grow up. You learn, you become wise.
You are on the spectrum.
Of what?
You're just on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Everything is a spectrum.
Yeah, but from communist to Nazi, baby. And I'm a Nazi now, so cut that, J Mark. I used to be a real, what's it called? I used to be a Stalin guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've always liked despots who killed millions of people.
Yeah.
But back then, I was more on that side of the thing.
Right. You were like, hey, he had some
good ideas.
He had some good. Well, I think you're still saying that.
Yeah. Anyways.
That was.
Oh, I'm not participating in any of that.
He's like, I'm not touching that shit. I'm not touching that shit.
I'm just kidding about the Nazi part. I am pro Stalin, though. I think that's not a cancelable. If you come out as pro Stalin, you can't get canceled.
Well, before you start taking a stance, do you want to justify why you're pro Stalin?
No, I'm just saying it to be a dickhead.
Well, that doesn't work anymore. Why even take
working.
A stance?
That ain't working.
I just wanted to make the point that, you know, you can be pro Stalin.
I don't even know who Stalin is.
Joseph is that, with an F?
I've seen the name, but I don't know what he did.
I haven't done the research and I'm never going
is
to.
Is it communism?
But Stalin's, he's responsible for more deaths than Hitler was.
Wow.
Around the same time.
Because, I mean, he just left all his people out in the cold.
Starved them, dude. In the literal cold.
Not as many as Genghis Khan.
Ooh.
Yeah. But he made more, so.
He did, dude.
He resupplied.
Take a penny, leave a penny.
Take a penny, leave a penny.
That was his ethos, dude.
Yeah.
Take a life, leave a life.
Right.
So tell me the kind of numbers from a Netflix special or a Netflix film called Mein Kampf the Movie.
Numbers?
The kind of numbers?
Yeah.
What do you mean numbers?
Just like popularity, how long on the top 10 list?
Oh, you asked for a number. I'm not saying it's that's related. As you said, you asked for a number. I gave you no. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Gave him a different number.
No, what's
an order of magnitude less than what's documented?
That'd be a wildly popular show in America. When you say,
oh, you're saying would it do numbers? Would it, a lot of people watch it? What's it called?
Mein Kampf the movie.
Mein Kampf.
That's actually pretty.
It's a
funny
documentary.
If you did colon like, the movie
documentary, no. But like a movie
like the producers.
Yeah, like Springtime for Hitler, it sounds like.
If you just did Springtime
or
for
Book
Hitler.
Book of Mormon. It's like the Nazi version of Book of Mormon.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Sure.
Like a gay Nazi boy.
Which was Springtime.
Was that right?
I mean, it wasn't gay stuff. It was like, I felt like it was implied.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Does this
winter
do anything for you, Arthur?
For
do you
know
this?
Poland no. And Frank.
Sorry.
Is that what he says?
No, and France.
Oh, that's that makes
springtime
sense.
For Hitler and Germany. Go on, Germans, and do your dance. That was Double X Quantimino.
Dynamite. Financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will be diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio at the ass today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio at the ass.
And this is the news.
Actually, before we do the news, what do you think of... is Julio into the... What is he selling? What's the product right now? Is it index funds or...
Oh, Julio's financial advice?
Yeah.
I think he's a HODL guy.
Oh, is he still on Doge, dude?
He's still on Doge. He's still hawking that shit. He got Julio coin off.
Oh,
spent
damn,
a lot of money
dude.
Doing that. He got a blockchain of his own.
What about Stonks, dude? Where does he stand?
Master
on that?
Stonk Man.
Okay, Master.
He cashed out a little GME.
Oh, come on.
He's not
dude.
Out.
Oh, okay. He's got paper hands? I'm sorry.
No. Well, he cashed
we
out a little bit. He cashed out a little bit, got back in.
Okay. Yeah. As long as he's still holding, dude.
Buys every dip. So he's bought a lot.
My dad buys a lot of tip.
Las Vegas landlord requires tenant on Section 8 to sign sex contract in order to lease home. What do you think, Brian, the Bullshit. Landlord?
A landlord described in court records as a sexual predator is accused of preying on a local mother, desperate to put a roof over her children's head. Look, dude, we were talking about it before the show. I mean,
sex
a contract is a contract.
Hmm? I mean, if sex work is real work.
Yeah.
Then a contract is a contract.
Okay, so what are I got to know what the details are. Otherwise, it could be coercion. If she already lives there and it's like...
Oh, now you got to suck my dick.
Yeah, I mean, that's wrong. But if it's like...
If you want to renew your lease at the same rate, well, you see, inflation. There's only one way to beat inflation.
Okay, but...
And it's to suck it down.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. He's going to raise it to $1,200 a month.
It was $700.
From $700. He's going to do it irregardless. Thank you. Irregardless of whether she sucks his dick. He gives her the option for it to not go up. He
says, something's going up.
Yeah.
Look, something's going up.
It's either your rent,
it's either your rent or my dick.
And my dick's already up. So
in your mouth.
But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a little, I mean.
I don't think you can
so
do
So you're
that.
Giving her a room to refuse, right? Like she can say, no, I'll just
yeah, it's just saying,
pay the
$1,200. It's going to go up. I'm just saying if you want to
look,
discount,
he can't start off by saying, listen, no, I know times is hard.
But
it's hard.
Is
times
that,
is hard
that's
for
what makes
all
it bad
us.
If he prefaces it. Like,
well, if he knows that he's doing dirt.
Right.
But what if his heart is pure here?
Well, it's not going to be entirely pure, is it?
There's no true altruistic act.
No, but it's...
Let's flip the script. Let's
look,
just flip the
script. If
hold
she
on,
was
going to
have...
This is Brian McFly's rent just went up. Uh-huh. And the landlord says...
Hey,
and it's,
thank
you. Know,
you.
A
hey,
woman,
you might suck my
say she's all right.
Or it's a
she's
guy.
All right.
It's a dude.
Or it's a dude.
It makes
yeah,
it more of a
whatever
dilemma.
You're feeling in.
Okay. I'm
at
not
the moment.
It.
And it's like a 7 out of 10 at least. Like, you know, you're...
7 out of 10 dick.
It doesn't really
wait, he's a cutie?
Doesn't bother you at all.
He's a little silver
if this
fox.
This was the option.
I want a twink, dude. I
no,
want
no,
a fresh dick.
No. He's an older guy.
That's just we're just being hypothetical.
Okay. A silver fox fine. Is like an older man.
Yeah, what, I know.
Whatever
but I want,
you need to
you
fill
want
this void.
A tight dick.
Yeah, I want a fresh dick. Go ahead. What?
Like, yeah, whatever you need to fill the void.
Okay.
All right.
Just, void being your butt.
Yeah.
Or mouth.
Or mouth.
So you can pay the rent you were paying the previous year and have this fling
once
to keep
nope.
it. No,
what?
It's for like
monthly.
The lease. It's for the lease.
Monthly.
Fuck. So once a month?
So on top of it, it's also in the contract. Like
topper.
Once a month?
I don't know. Just whatever.
This matters.
Yeah, how often 12, I suck his cock?
12 dick.
It's 12 blowjobs a week.
52 oh blowjobs.
God, dude. Yeah.
That's a fucking second job. $500
12?
Off.
That's we're getting closer.
That's $125 per blowjob.
Now, somehow it adds up to like $1,000.
In blowjobs?
Yeah.
So I'm saving $1,000
a month?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your rent's going for what it was.
$250
plus
a blowjob. $250 per blowjob.
$50 a day being saved.
No, I wouldn't do it.
$50 a day.
But if it was
I guess you could move. You could always move.
Yeah. But I would say, if he offered me that, I would say, look, man, I don't suck dick for that little bit of money, so I'm going to go. I wouldn't just put charges on him.
Pay the extra $1,000?
I would say, hey, man, moving? Respect.
He's moving.
He's moving.
I'm moving, and I'm also not pressing charges on him.
So, wow. And the, Brian's no
so
narc.
So flip the script back around.
Sure.
Because he was like nice about it. He was like, look, dude, I seriously, no pressure, but I just wanted you to know that there is an offer.
I have dick-sucking money. I can either give it to you, or I can give it to my usual dick sucking dude.
Yeah.
Right?
He goes, look, I don't need it. I don't need you to suck my dick. I'm just,
I got a dick sucking
guy. I got a guy.
But I can help you out.
He's kind of pissing me off.
Yeah, that guy?
He's
a little too mouthy.
Yeah, so we've been getting noise complaints. So,
but you see a lot of potential, number one.
Yeah, I like your mouth.
Number one.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Well.
So far, I've been above board, and then I said that.
I don't know at any point this was above board.
I wouldn't care, dude.
So the idea of a sex contract is not any less greasy?
I don't think it's that greasy. If it's done right, if it's done respectfully. I think it's possible.
How do you respectfully rape someone?
Well, what do you mean rape?
There's a contract.
Oh, no, what?
I'm asking, like, could you work that into the clause?
What do you mean?
Like, that's part of your kink.
Now we're getting. I mean, no.
Oh, let's rape not, fantasy, not we're, just rape.
Where's the line? What's the line?
You can put that in the fine print.
I mean, if it's okay, but you said rape. You didn't say rape fantasy. If it's a rape fantasy and they're both on board,
it has to be real.
Then no, dude.
What do you mean real? It's already in the contract. There's no.
Yeah, it's in the contract. It.
No, come on.
What?
Where are we at, Brian?
No, it's.
Spill your beans.
One time, I get to surprise you.
No, I mean,
one time this year.
I was already out, dude, on the previous.
So you're not going to sign the contract and maybe go somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm going to go somewhere else.
If I suck one dick
for the year, that's fine.
It's fine. This guy just conducts his business the way he wants, though, right? That's like the American dream.
The devil's in the details on this story. I need to know.
Yeah, did he try to work in a rape clause?
Yeah, if he did that, then I'm.
This is probably bad.
I was trying, I was trying to be a defense attorney here, but maybe you shouldn't do this.
You
but
probably shouldn't try to
solicit
sex from a tenant.
But what about casting couch? I mean,
it's different.
Why?
It's an engagement, right? She doesn't have to have legal representation, right? She could go to a public defender.
Yeah.
But to have a roof over her head. This is shelter.
Give me shelter.
Helter shelter.
Okay. I guess so, dude.
Speaking of shelters,
missing child.
Let's go. Come on, Brian.
I mean, this block of news, dude.
it's a hot block.
Did you do this on purpose? Missing child found in Florida teacher's home. Sheriff's officials in Florida say a 31-year-old teacher has been arrested after investigators found a missing teenager in her home. A boy, a teenager.
Yeah.
They don't say how old he is.
How old do you assume he is?
I'm going to hope that he's not 13, but a lot of times the 31-year-old woman is fucking a 13-year-old boy.
It's just a palindrome thing.
What's that?
It's just a palindrome.
That's why she does it.
Numerology!
Yeah.
Wait, is it? It's 3131, though.
What?
No, I'm sorry. 3113. My bad.
Or 1331.
True.
First
I feel weird about talking about this. Right after the other
did
one.
You see the picture?
Oh, yeah. That was. I think that was the whole thing.
That's
the
why entirety. Brian even brought it up.
That was the entirety of it.
Was, did you guys see?
Yeah.
Is it a true or no?
Mm.
She is regular though, right?
Hella regular.
And she's got but kind of I a think big because, jaw.
Yeah, but that just means she can take a punch.
Yeah, dude, did we think about maybe this kid was abusing her?
No.
Maybe he was abusing her.
No.
Also, there is really no say of anything in the article about the direction you're going.
What do you mean?
There's nothing about sexual abuse.
Yeah, there isn't
anything.
Any sex stuff there was in
no
the
sex
article.
Zero sex stuff in those details. Stuff. Somehow you're going down this path.
I think maybe she just, you know,
wait,
the
really?
Kids seem like
there was no sex details.
Really? Let me flip the script.
Okay, please.
Let's say his home is like crazy, crazy abusive. His dad shows up.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy abusive.
Crazy.
Yeah, and she was sheltering.
And dad's coming home, just uses him as a punching bag. He came to school with some bruises, man.
Jeremy showed up.
That he couldn't hide.
And Jeremy spoke up.
Yeah.
In class today.
Spoken.
Yeah. Smoking.
And mom's not Washington. Home half the time.
I'm with
coming
you,
home smelling like jizz.
And yeah, maybe she takes him in and maybe she kisses him.
What? Why are we
big gonna... deal, dude.
No.
We're all on the same side here, dude.
I thought she made him a hot
It's more
a
of
hot
a
front, plate.
Yeah.
Maybe she made him a hot plate. She kissed him a little bit.
Wow.
It's not a bit.
She straddled
on
him
the
on the couch.
On the forehead.
On the forehead and
of
the lips.
His penis. Which part is the forehead of the penis?
Because
if you have a whole head, right?
It's near the base. That's where the pubes are coming out.
That's where it is.
Oh my God, yeah. Really? I was thinking where
it's
like
on the tip of the
yeah, yeah, the tip of the dick.
No, because let's say she's deep throating it. Where's her forehead going? And his
right.
ass.
Oh, so you
yeah, but that's not.
It could be
your pubis isn't your dick though.
It's your dick's forehead.
Right, where the rubber meets the road.
I don't know, man.
It makes sense because if you think of the coif
yeah.
as the mons, the pubic hair, then the forehead is just below the coif.
Bullshit.
Which is like,
is it still the shaft? Is it the shaft?
It's the shaft of the penis.
So
okay. It's like
slowly
where the rubber meets
away
the road.
From this news story.
Okay. Anyways, dude. No, just real quick though. Look, if he's 16 or 17,
yeah,
coming from an abusive home though.
Coming from abusive home,
uh-huh. Maybe he's not into women and she's not into men.
That's nice. Then there's what's the problem here?
Yeah, I don't know why you even brought it up.
I don't either.
Is it just
me
like
neither.
The mugshot? We were doing a mugshot.
I thought I read into it.
She's pretty regular.
She is regular, but I thought that. It was, you know,
misdeeds.
Kind of a fantasy thing.
Sure.
Know. Let's get into crazier fantasy stuff.
Man who intended to resell body parts on Facebook allegedly bought stolen human remains.
Oh, chicken fries.
So what happened was...
Yeah, please.
He bought these remains from a medical company that was like testing shit. These are like leftover parts of people.
You can just buy this?
And they're, no,
like from
you're
donated
not supposed
bodies.
To. She was supposed to, like, dispose of it properly, but instead she sold it to this dude who looks like a dude who would buy body parts. I don't
know
if you saw
it, Gemini.
I don't know if you saw
Brian,
his
true or false.
Mugshotty, but...
Yeah, keep going. I'm not
if you,
prepared.
If this guy came up to you and said he's selling body parts...
You'd say, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it tracks.
No, I do not want to buy it, but
it
makes sense that you're asking me.
Definitely tracks that you're asking me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm sorry.
No.
I just clicked the wrong thing. I haven't seen him yet.
What is this, amateur?
This is kind of like when like a funeral home person lets the person come in and fuck the body, right?
Right.
Similar.
How much side hustle money do you think that is?
Selling body parts?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. This fucking guy.
Tell us about it, Brian.
Okay.
Great for radio.
Hold on. Ad blocker. I mean, fuck my ass. Okay? Why don't you just fuck my
paywalled.
Ass instead?
Brian's been paywalled.
It happens every episode.
I try to stray from the paywalls.
Well, you can't always.
Oh, sorry. I hit the mic. Sorry, J. Mark. Okay, look. This guy has gauges in his ears.
Uh-huh.
That's not indicative of selling body parts, necessarily.
No, not necessarily. He's got snake bites.
He got snake bites, which is still not indicative.
What are snake
Chester
bites?
Bennington?
Nipples? Oh, the piercings
and
in your lip?
He has a piercing.
And he has a mitten.
A soul patch
soul
piercing.
Patch piercing.
Okay.
A labrae piercing?
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it's called.
That's the labrae?
Or well, is this the labrae?
I thought this is.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, that's still, I mean, we're talking about a scene guy so far, right? He's just a scene guy.
Like, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't have an eyebrow ring.
I know. Well, that's where things get interesting, though, Gemini.
Oh, yeah?
He has face tattoos.
Sure, why wouldn't he?
Not.
Hey, trap artists have face tattoos.
I know, but this is a bad one, and it looks like snake skin, but also like veins.
Covering just half his face,
covering
right?
half his face. So he looks like Two-Face.
Uh-huh.
Now.
He's also got the West Borland.
What's that?
The black eye?
Yeah, so this is where things start to get, like, selling body parts-y,
right.
Which is his whole eye is tattooed?
Yeah, they actually drop the ink inside the eye.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so he has this, like, brown eye. I mean, no, a blue eye.
Yeah, he has blue eyes
his
naturally.
His iris is blue.
But also this is...
The
oh, that's,
sclera
is that black?
Yes.
On his tattoo.
His sclera
yeah.
is okay. black.
The whites of his eyes
so that's
kind of
like, oh, are you selling something weird? I don't know if it's body parts yet.
Right.
But then we go
a little bit higher.
We go a little bit higher.
How many?
And then there's like, what would you describe? Would you say this shredder head?
I mean, it looks like
it's spikes in his scalp.
Spikes
right?
in his scalp, and I think
but
they're
going
installed.
Down in two columns, like two mohawks.
Yeah. But it looks like shredder, right? Doesn't he have spikes on his head?
Yeah,
he has like one down the middle and two going down the sides.
Yeah, it's shredder like. But I was thinking like the guy from, I don't know, it's like a haircut where it's just like blonde, like just a little stripe of hair. I can't remember who has that kind of haircut.
Is it a haircut or is it like a receding hairline?
No. It's like, so it's like a like
if you
a
do
flat
every
top,
combination.
But it's only like one row of hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a military thing.
It might be.
But yeah, if I saw these spikes, I'd say, hey, man, you're selling body parts, right?
Yeah. I don't need to talk to you about what you're selling.
Unless I need something.
Sure.
You're walking down the street. He goes, hey, man, you good? I'm like, oh, yeah, you got Coke?
No.
Okay. Oh, meth. I don't know if I want to do
meth.
Does
it look like I sell drugs?
Yes.
Oh.
But it also looks
like... Is it the eye thing?
Yeah.
But I got spikes.
Oh, okay. So what are you selling then?
What do you think?
Potty parts.
Right.
How much, though? How much for the skull?
Yeah, I think it's a deal.
How much for a foot?
No.
Well, a foot goes for a lot.
You think a foot goes for a lot?
Foot
more than a hand?
Foot people, dude? Feet people?
I think they want it attached.
No, but some of them...
One of them will put it in resin.
Yeah.
And just have a foot forever.
Forever foot.
Forever foot.
You get 2 feet, dude. You can use
sure,
it as
you can cup them. You can make them clap.
So, and also, it's not attached to a woman, which is...
It could be dude foot.
Yeah, I didn't want to think about that, but...
It's always dude foot.
Yeah.
Speaking of
it's
dude
foot. It's all dried out like jerky, too.
Speaking of dried out like jerky, a woman drove 60 yards through the second floor of a mall in the Boston area.
How do you do that?
Was it like she drove through like the doors and then up the stairs, I guess?
Oh my God. That's awesome. That's like cruising the world.
Right. It is like cruising the world.
Or cruising USA, whichever is your
preference. San Francisco 2049.
What's that?
San Francisco 2049. Rush 2049.
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, you could drive up like the parking lot walls into parks
inside
and stuff.
Inside the,
I guess it's also Grand Theft Auto. You could do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a GTA thing for sure. Should have said that
Do you
first.
Know how to get out of here? An onlooker recalled the driver asking
the security guard.
It's just, I would love it if it was just like very calm. It's like, hey, do you actually, can you give me directions? Madam?
As she's like, she's still going. Oh.
Is she old as hell, dude?
I don't think as hell, but she's fairly old.
Oh, she's probably on drugs though, right?
Could be drugs.
Or maybe she's just high on life.
Old laptop hard drives will allegedly crash when exposed to Janet Jackson music.
Do we believe this?
Apparently, well, it might be vague. It's some kind of subharmonics or whatever. Because it's only specifically 5,400 RPM in some hard drives.
Oh.
So if they're exposed to Janet Jackson music,
Rhythm
her
Nation.
Music is vibrating at the same frequency. It's trying to work.
The song Rhythm Nation, apparently. Whatever that is. Wow. No one's ever heard of that.
Yeah, I think this is a fucking planted...
Is this PR?
How did Janet Jackson get to Ars Technica, man?
Oh, because it's a CVE.
Oh.
Like, it's a real thing, but they relate it to, like you said, the frequencies interfere with this specific hard drive model, and the nerds are, like, just joking about it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's this strange phenomena. And actually, like, it's a real incident, right?
Uh-huh.
So...
Could it be any song that has this tempo?
No, sure. I think it's that specific song and specific model.
I bet
hard
if you
drives.
Find the fucking yeah, it is. But if you find like whatever frequency is making it freak out, you just got to find.
You can reproduce it, and you can't fix it either.
I see, but it's just it's more fun to put it on blast
to say Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
Yeah, where are you guys at with Janet Jackson? If you had to take one song to a deserted island, would you?
Oh, you're saying it's no song or
Straight
Janet Jackson?
Up, tell me, are you really Paula Abdul. Yeah. Paula Abdul is Apex Janet Jackson. I'm not incorrect.
Well, I don't even know a song.
I was thinking about that one she collabed with MJ. Remember that one
what
where they were like in space?
Song? What is a Janet Jackson song?
Rhythm Nation? No one's heard
that. How about that one that she did at the Super Bowl when her boob fell out?
No one remembers the song.
Yeah, I just remember JT was... like, oh,
oops.
Okay, how about this? Rhythm Nation, The Pleasure Principle. I like that. Nasty?
Miss Jackson.
All You Nasty Boys.
Is it Scream, the one she did with him?
Right, that's the one she did with Michael Jackson.
I've never
Is
heard
it All You Nasty? Is that nasty?
All For You. I remember that one. That was like around the time.
All for you.
But I don't know how the song goes, but I guess I can do this since they're not. Hold on. J Mark. That's kind of cool.
It really sounds tinny.
I know.
Oh, I know this song.
Let's do it.
Nice package, all right.
So where are you at, guys, at with Janet Jackson?
I'll take this one.
She can get it.
That's your island song?
Yeah, I'll take that one, because all the other ones suck, and this one does too.
Hey, sometimes that's how artists go for some people, right?
What do you mean?
You people.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, dude. Are you talking about my alleged whiteness right now?
Tiger.
Oh, no. That was... That was the news. Was I the sole source of news?
Well, I had one. I had the one about the woman who did not fuck the kid.
You don't know that she didn't.
I know, she did. What's going on?
Hey.
Sorry, what happened?
You pressed play again.
On accident.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
And this is What F Launch.
God, she looks busted, dude. Even then.
She looks like Michael.
God, she looks gross.
I'll go Boom-chi. First.
Okay, go ahead.
Sure.
Boom-chi. I had something that, this might be the number one thing on Art's list that makes his blood boil.
Oh my God.
You had a grilled cheese sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Now, hey, he didn't pay for it.
I didn't pay for it.
You still got a grilled cheese sandwich at a restaurant. Am I right?
And that still pisses you off even if you even
absolutely
if he doesn't pay for it?
That is such like
off.
A shitty menu item to,
it's a pretty
from
good
the beginning.
Sandwich.
I don't know, but if you
hey,
like
you can make one better at home, though, right?
Maybe.
No, I think you can.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate
it. Yeah, but you
got to
find the good bread. You got to put the
he does that
bread.
Shit.
I know good bread.
You got the brioche?
He knows this shit.
Bread, okay. I had a secret ingredient that I stole off of someone else's plate. That may have given me diarrhea.
Ooh. I was going to say portobello mushrooms would be my guess.
No.
No.
Give us fiery, a no.
Fiery diarrhea.
Oh.
Fiery. Fiery, if
was
you will.
Was it chipotle peppers?
It was some kind of peppers. Peppies.
Okay. Jalapenos?
It was.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
I think they... Oh, jalapeno business. I think they fucked my guts up because after lunch today, I shit...
Were they fresh or...
From your ass?
Five times.
Was it
oh
fresh?
My, since then?
Yeah.
That's too many times.
I would venture...
For 24 hours, let alone...
Let alone
nine?
Two. Oh,
chicken fries.
On 2 hours?
Uh-huh.
Maybe you just been backed up from all the stress.
What stress? No, I don't think so.
Life.
Yeah. No, I shit regularly.
What are the
I
jalapenos
shit.
Fresh?
They were marinated and cooked.
Ooh.
They were tasty.
They looked
then I think it was
pickled.
The cheese.
They looked pickled, but they weren't that pickled.
Okay.
Huh?
It was
it
just
been
the
cheese.
Greasy sandwich you had today. Fuck
it wasn't
up.
That greasy.
Was
it only
bisque?
Had one
slice,
slice
of, cheese?
Of cheese.
Really?
Was it the creamy bisque?
Was it the tomato basil bisque?
Because isn't there cream in there?
Might be.
Aren't you?
Yeah, I'm lactose, but you know, I've been building my body up, so
but
I don't
you
think
had a
that's
very
what
greasy
it.
Meal. Even if
yeah,
you don't
grease.
Think it was greasy, the cheese is extra
cheese
greasy.
Extra greasy.
That soup was probably extra greasy.
I didn't have anything more greasy than I normally have.
This is your fearless
pizza?
And greasy host you're talking to.
Yeah. I stay greased.
So it was a regular amount of grease, yet it made you shit five times.
I think it was the jalapeno business.
Gah. You think there was like E. coli on it?
No, I don't think so. Because it still had the seeds and stuff and it was fairly fresh. So maybe there was something in there that was like, hey, spicy.
Made
that
way
I didn't
through.
Taste with my mouth, but I tasted with my butt.
I follow.
You ever taste stuff with your butt?
Yeah kind
of. Especially if I had spicy
food. It's more of
food.
A temperature thing.
Right.
I'm like, oh, this is way more than 4 degrees warmer today.
Right. Yeah, what do you think?
This thing coming out is
what do you think?
What?
I mean, I know it's probably uncomfortable for your partner when they have
oh, you're
flaming
talking about
assholes.
But I mean,
if they're a bro,
if you're chasing heat,
a heat chaser,
then you're going to want to fuck
a treat.
You're going to want to fuck your bro when he's got the
Montezuma
when
he's
got the ass.
When he's greased on fucking habaneros.
I mean, dude.
Wow. I don't think it's any warmer.
You don't
I think
so?
It's probably
but
tighter.
Feels, but the sensation's different.
Right.
The inflammation makes it tighter.
Oh, wow. I bet you're way more prone to fucking fissures, though.
Why?
I don't know. Every time I shit hot, it feels like, man, is
feels
my
like
butthole
your,
cracking?
Your
yeah,
it feels like your skin is looser.
Peeling back. My butthole's peeling back.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, kind of like a sunburn.
little sun-kissed on the asshole.
Sun-kissed and so hot, it'll melt your popsicle.
Look out! Is that your island song of Katy Perry?
It's pretty good. It kind of makes me feel good.
It's a feel-good song.
Roar. I'm all about Roar.
Roar's good, dude. That makes me...
I feel like a catchy fucking song.
I feel like a 12-year-old girl, and I'm like feeling myself.
Don't you feel
I'm
empowered? Yeah. You're just empowered.
Yeah.
This thing.
No matter what.
Okay.
This is me waving to my enemies, dude.
Yeah, your haters.
My haters.
Haters gonna hate.
Boochie.
I don't know, man.
Becky got railed in one of these.
Oh, wow.
Oh. No, dude.
Boochie.
Are you talking about Deborah?
Deborah.
Oh, yeah.
Deborah Walmart. Deborah Walmart McFly.
Okay.
So it's Deborah Walmart McFly.
So, okay, you went to Sub. Why'd you go to Sub? You must have had a fucking hella coupon.
$5. Yeah, did you have a hella coupon?
I had a digital coupon for sure. Yeah, it ended up equaling to $5 footlongs.
Of yesteryear.
Yeah, man.
Do they not do $5 footlongs anymore?
No.
Wow. These staples are wild.
Yeah, they're machined.
Damn.
They're long staples.
You got a meatball sub, dude.
Nah,
he never gets the meatball.
Really? You're not a meatball.
I'll tell you what. I probably got the number three popular cheap item.
Tuna?
Oh, wait. Number four. Tuna. Tuna's pretty popular.
Combo?
That's like number one or two.
Okay, so you didn't get a CCC?
No.
I thought it was C. K.
What?
I thought it was spelled with K's.
That's how the old menu had it before Jared went to jail.
Yeah, they were like, okay, we can't be Nazis and pedophiles.
It's a little too
Nazi pedophiles? That's my new band name.
Nazi pedophiles.
Yeah, pretty fun.
It's catchy.
For a punk?
Yeah, man. Hardcore crust.
Like the Artards, that band?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that name.
Well, okay. Was it Black Forest Ham? What the hell is it?
Let's say
the chicken teriyaki wop. Chicken onion.
Wow,
spicy Italian.
Oh, spicy Italian.
Yes.
I sleep on it.
I stole Brian's clue. Your fucking clue, Brian.
Cold cut combos are they're like the cold cuts, and the other one's the hard salami hard, which is better. It's not bad.
Objectively, a better one.
Hey, but price wise, it's the same as the triple C.
Damn.
Wow.
Right. Oh, but they have a new sauce. I want to throw that out there. It's called garlic aioli, and it's fucking disgusting. Oh,
yeah,
my
it's just
gosh.
Mayonnaise.
No, but the way the garlic sits in your stomach and how artificial it tastes is the worst thing ever. Wow. It was like first and last time I'm ever getting this sauce. I won't forget that. Because I know what artificial garlic tastes like, and it's disgusting.
I don't know if I do. Is it like the garlic that comes with pizza?
Chicken fries.
No.
It's the taste left in a woman's mouth after she sucks on kangaroo nipples.
Okay, well, I've never done that.
Sure. Just imagine it.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Neither have I.
I don't even know. I mean, it's just weird that you would even say that. Because I've never done that before.
You don't have to do anything, Brian.
Okay. Sure. Boom chi, probably canned.
Gumbo?
I mean, I can't think of any. I literally haven't been eating anything.
When you get cans, are you getting the cans you have to use a can opener on or the pull tabs? Like
pull
what,
tabs. I mean, what am I? Guy? Me a money?
Hey, man, they make some really nice can openers.
Does the pull tab cost more?
No, I have to buy a can opener, though.
Yeah, but does the pull
tab
cost more?
You don't have a can opener? There's a handheld one.
The canned one.
It's like
that's
for life.
Probably not.
Hard stamped.
And that, well, Campbell's doesn't even have the... I can't even buy
the
this
broke
product.
Bitch version?
Yeah, so... Campbell's is a premium product.
Every
you know?
Time I have to open a can with a can opener, I feel broke. I feel
homeless. Because it's a 99 cents of corn from HEB.
No, sometimes they have like...
Progresso?
I can't remember the last time I did it.
I don't think I've ever done it.
But I guarantee you it was a premium product.
Really?
Bullshit!
Amy's Soup?
Amy's Soup.
Is that premium?
That's pretty premium.
Seems fancy.
The organic shit.
I don't know what
this
it is.
This would be like a $4 can of something that you probably still have to use a can opener on.
Wow. So you pay too much and you feel broke?
Yeah.
Wow.
My mom always had like a electric. Do you have an electric can opener? Yeah.
You just put it in.
We used to have one, but
dude.
Those are cool, but they kind of suck.
And it's like, how many cans are you opening to have
back
this on
then,
your fucking
right. We didn't have pull tabs.
Yeah, that's true.
Back then, everybody was broke.
That's a deep dive, Brian.
Yeah, those are cool. I had like a white one.
Yeah, we had a white one too.
It was probably the same one.
Where are you at with Dinty Moore?
What is that, like canned meats?
Oh, so you're not in it. You're not about it.
What is it?
No, if you know if
chili,
it was, you would be.
It's chili, right?
If you knew Dinty Moore, you'd know Dinty Moore.
If you knew Dinty Moore,
is it wieners?
It's canned
wieners?
Shit.
It's just canned foods.
Okay.
They have their own
sure
line. It's
it.
A brand.
I'm familiar. I just don't know what they make. All sorts of stuff.
Would you explore it for us, Brian? Bring it to the show?
Would you eat fucking Vienna sausages in our presence, please?
Are you talking about my series, Life on the Shelf?
Life on a Shelf.
How do you say Dinty Moore?
It's amazing. D-I-N-T-Y.
Dante Moore?
You're going to do like a food review vlog?
D-I-N-T-Y.
Does that have legs? D-I-N-T-Y. No?
D-I-N-T-Y.
How do you guys feel about that?
Why?
Beef stew.
So can you reintroduce the comedy special for White Tiger?
Give it up for Brian McFly.
All right. Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Give it up for the White Tiger. I think you got to say
for the White Tiger, Brian McFly.
It's like you know him from such phenomenal shows such as Slam City.
You may know him
and
from
Pimp My Ass.
Pimp My Ass.
That's the thing I do between Slam City and my special.
It's how he pays the bills.
That's like the OnlyFans premium stream, right?
Pimp My Ass.
I think I have had Dinty Moore. Like this thing, the plastic microwavable one.
Can you act like you didn't, though?
I think it's microwavable.
Yeah, microwave a bowl.
Oh microwave God, a dude. Bowl.
Trademarked.
Come on, guys.
Oh, man.
What are we even doing here, dude?
Look at this shit.
What's this?
You definitely opened this one with your fucking electric can opener.
That looks cool as shit, though, dude. It's like an old...
Grandpa Radio.
I'm about to explain. It's an old vintage 1950s Dinty Moore Beef Stew Hormel graphic.
$37.49.
Yeah, eat it.
Oh, it's just the graphic. I thought it was the actual can that you get.
Bullshit!
So you're buying a poster?
It is the can, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, graphic tin can.
Oh, graphic tin can.
Yeah, so you actually get this tin can and it still has Dinty Moore in it from...
I doubt it has Dinty Moore, man.
It looks like it has Dinty Moore.
It could be like a vintage collector can.
When was this? Would you pay $37.49
now, dude.
for a 1950s Dinty Moore? And
I like it.
Would you eat it for $1,000?
Yes, and yes.
What?
Yeah, no, $1,000?
Not for $1,000, just to eat it.
No.
We actually got it.
Arthur, you're taking away the thing that's making me do it.
Really?
Which is $1,000.
Yeah. How about $100?
No, because I think you could get sick, right?
I want to make it realistic.
I have no idea. I think you could get sick. Yeah. I would be apprehensive, especially because there's rust on it.
There is rust. You'd be eating a lot of rust.
What if you open it from the bottom?
Or cook it down.
But I think, like, if it was the end of the world times,
yeah,
and this was one of the last cans of food,
I'm trying to eat it
because you know why?
Monkey's out of the bottle,
If I die here, I, you know.
If I die.
Oh.
Oh, no. The mic's falling apart.
Exploded.
I think that means it's the end of,
Whatever lunch.
It's the end of the show as we know it.
Guys, I want you to do. I want you to go on to eBay. I want you to buy Dinty Moore, this old 1950s can, and I want you to shove it up your ass.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins, the salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em. Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!